بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's hadith, Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. That by the oath of that being who controls my life, none of you has perfect iman unless I am dearer to him than his parents, his children, and all of humanity. So in this hadith, we understand that part of the dictates of a person's faith, a person's iman, is that together with following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person is required to have deep-hearted love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find generally in this world, a person has a great amount of honor, respect, and love for his parents. A person understands that my parents have undergone great sacrifices, great challenges, in order to give me a chance in life, so that I can be successful, I can prosper. So a person has a great amount of love and respect for his parents. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that even more than your own parents, I am your greatest benefactor. The amount of sacrifice, the amount of challenges that I have undergone, in order for my ummah to prosper, to flourish, to have a chance at the muhabbat, the love, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater than any other person. So a person is required to have more love for me than his own parents. And then we find that in this world, a person has a great amount of love, compassion for his children. A person understands that perhaps whatever I could not fulfill in my life, my children will have a chance at fulfilling. And therefore, many a times we find the mother and the father sacrifice a great amount of their own desires, their own wants, their own needs, in order to fulfill the desires and the needs of their children. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you should love me more than your own children. In other words, whatever your desires, your wants, your needs are, you should put that aside and try and fulfill what my desires are. Whatever I have taught you, my teachings, my lifestyle, this should take precedence in your life. And you should love me more than you love all of humanity. There should be nobody else that competes with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that even after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who will attach himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will continue till today to reap the rewards and the benefits. Alama ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the incident that Atabi rahimahullah was a very pious person. On one occasion he was seated in Masjid al-Nabawi and he sees a Bedouin approach the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Bedouin addresses the Nabi of Allah. He says, O Messenger of Allah, we have heard in the Quran the verse where Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. That certainly when they have oppressed themselves, when a person has committed sin, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if they come to you, O Nabi of Allah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ, and they seek Allah's forgiveness in your presence, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, and then you, O Nabi of Allah, you seek forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا, then they will find Allah to be most forgiving, most merciful. So he recites this verse and he says to Nabi of Allah, جِئْتُكَ مُسْتَغْفِرًا لِذَنْبِي, that I have come to you seeking forgiveness for my sins, asking Allah to forgive me, مُسْتَشْفِعًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, and asking you to intercede on my behalf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he recites those couplets of poetry that we have heard many times before, where he says, يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَاعِ أَعْظُمُهُ, that, oh, that being who is the best of those who are buried beneath the ground, فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ, when you lived above the ground, then everything above the ground was fragrant and sweet. Now that you have gone beneath the ground, then the soil and the sand has also become fragrant and sweet. And then he says, نَفْسِ الْفِدَى لِقَبَرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ, that may my soul and my life be sacrificed for this grave in which you reside. فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ, in this grave with you lies your beautiful qualities of abstinence, of forgiveness, of generosity, of nobility. Saying this with tears in his eyes, this Bedouin then leaves the masjid. Atabi rahimahullah dozes off into a sleep, and in his dream he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to him, O Atabi, go and find that Bedouin and inform him that Allah has forgiven his sins. So this is the benefit when a person will attach himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that although every one of us cannot go to Madinah Munawwara and stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah take all of us, But a person's heart can be attached. A person can be in South Africa or in any other place in this world, but if his heart is attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll continue to reap the rewards. Therefore we are reminded, today is the day of Jumu'ah, two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who recites the most abundant salat and salam, durood upon me. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that especially on the day of Jumu'ah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Increase your recitation of durood upon me. We will find great amount of benefit. It is mentioned about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, that some murideen of his, he would make the entire islah only on durood sharif. No other wazifa, no other zikr, no other things to read. Just durood sharif alone was enough to make the islah, to reform them, and to give them a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.